Last time on the electrifying adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff. That good for nothing cut us off. I've had it. I'm going to teach him a lesson.
What happened?
Mono, where are you?
I'm here with you.
Get your stuff and let's go. We have an important appointment we must keep at the ridge.
Hey, yo, 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 DJ Jeffy Jeff.
Hey, digging my rave, brother.
Oh, no, we need to stop the rave.
Stop! Somebody call the police!
We're gonna need backup here. It's like the drugs are involved.
DJ Adrock was arrested.
They think I drugged all those people at my rave. I had nothing to do with it.
If Adrock can prove he wasn't at the station at that time, then you can prove he didn't place the order.
Perfect! I'll go to the back and try and find a way in. Then I can check for the order, get my info, and get out of there.
No way!
Come on, hurry, Brent!
Hey, I got you!
Ow! Shakakabaru!
We're back here on the Mono Way Mono Show. We are excited for your return to the Sound FM airways, DJ Adrock. Who's there?
Hey, hombre. Are you ready to rock?
This is Shad Levine, a quarterback.
Why is quarterback here? Why are they setting up?
DJ Adrock can have his membership back if you let quarterback play one song.
What? This is ridiculous.
It's just one song.
Ah, fine. One song.
Let's roll, guys.
Oh, what happened? Where are we?
Hey, you cannot be back here. We're on air.
It seems we have a bit of a situation here in the studio.
You're not scared, are you, Sam?
What?
It's just so, so terrible.
What's up, Ashley?
It's not Ashley. It's Ash.
Right. My bad, Jim.
Now look, Adrock. Leave immediately.
Sucker, get out of this booth right now.
No, don't make me get physical.
You want to get physical? Let's dance.
Help!
Ash, this is for Ash. And this is courtesy of quarterback.
Come on the Mono Way Mono Show tonight. Co-host it with me.
All right. Glad to be back in the studio.
What is this?
Get out of here, Ash.
Adrock, you get out of this studio right now.
Sucka, I mess you up.
Ash, you said Adrock's membership had been reinstated.
This doesn't concern you, Jeffy Jeff. Stay out of it.
He's right. It doesn't concern you, Jeffy Jeff. But this does.
Who in the spats is this sucker?
I have a feeling I know who he is.
How many co-hosts do you have? There are strict rules that say...
Please do indulge, Jeffy Jeff.
You're the serial arsonist. You burnt down the rhythm and the ridge and burnt Sam halfway to hell.
What?
That would explain all this gasoline.
The arsonist drops a canister of gasoline onto the floor.
Hey, stop! Get your things and get out of here. We don't deserve this. We didn't do anything to you.
I am simply returning a favor. Besides, this brings a nice new color to your complexion.
Here, take everything we have. I have $4, almost $5. What do you guys have?
Ash dumps the contents of his bag on the desk.
Your money will not suffice.
You can burn the station. Just let us go.
Just then, Adrock backhand slaps Ash in the face.
Ashley, shut your face.
Adrock!
That bottle, that fell out of your bag. It's one of the ones from the rave. Ash, where did you get that from?
Gentlemen, your charge? is one radio tower, and perhaps even your life.
The arsonist lights a match and drops it to the floor.
Stop him!
Take that, you monster!
Well, let's see you stop one of these knuckle paninis.
Hey, you guys!
With Jeffy Jeff thrown to the ground and Ash and Ad-Rock preoccupied with each other, the arsonist turns on the microphones for a live broadcast.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the end of Sound FM, brought to you by Fire and Gasoline.
Ad-Rock, Ash, we need you to work together. Put your differences aside, or there will be no radio station left to argue over.
Okay, okay.
True that.
In a united effort, Jeffy Jeff, Ad-Rock, and Ash attack the intruder. Though still, they only seemed capable of matching the sheer strength he possesses.
We got you now! Everyone hang on!
It's too late. Your station is burning.
Just then, Ad-Rock noticed the wall of the station catching fire.
Gots to be kidding!
Hey, good buddies! I hope I'm not too late. We just finished our raid destroying a superpower guild with our...
Hey, Lindsay! Help, quick! Put out that fire!
Lindsay grabs Jeffy Jeff's water bottle and dumps it on the fire.
No, not with that!
Jeffy Jeff heads for the fire extinguisher.
Me neither, but I think the fire's out. Where is everyone? Ad-Rock? Ash?
No.
Jeff, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm going after him. Check on Ad-Rock and Ash.
Okay, good buddy.
Hey, get back here. Oh, of course he has a horse. Where's my bike?
DJ Jeffy Jeff jumps on his bike and follows the arsonist.
I applaud your efforts, but I have more appointments I must keep. Unfortunately, with your luck, you will not be able to attend.
The arsonist throws a horseshoe right into Jeffy Jeff's bicycle spokes.
Wait! I think I know who you are! I might be able to help!
Arsonist rode off into the night.
I lost him. This guy must be stopped. I better get back and see how Ad-Rock and Ash are doing.
Meanwhile, at the police station, the police have separated Ash, Ad-Rock, and Lindsay into separate interrogation rooms to question them about the night's events.
What were you doing at the station tonight?
I was there getting Ad-Rock out of the station. He is a convicted felon and is not welcome there.
Well, not convicted. Just the main suspect.
Same thing. He has no rights.
Thought Dingleberry Ash took my showtime, so I done shift to the Mono A Mono show. Tonight was the debut.
Well, I just completed a raid on Kyresh and wanted to celebrate how successful it was.
Are you on drugs?
Kyresh, the original homeworld of the Ethereal, before they evacuated to wander the Twisting Nether. Ever heard of it? Duh!
Why were you at the station?
I was invited by Jeffy Jeff to mediate the battle. The musical battle. There wasn't supposed to be any real fighting.
Let's take the long road. Together we'll start breaking the code. Long road, so we can share the seeds that we've sown.
Do you know who the arsonist was, or notice anything strange about him?
I think it was Ad-Rock?
But we have a podcast with a different voice.
I think that Ad-Rock was involved.
What do you mean?
He seems like he would, you know.
I don't know, pig. His face was all deformed or something. He may have been wearing a mask or some shiz.
I didn't really see much. I just walked in, put out the fire, and saved the station. And then scared the arsonist away.
Take the long road.
you notice anything strange before or after the attack?
I find it strange how all these things happen with Ad-Rock around. The raid? Now this? I'm sure there are other things I'm missing. Coincidence? I think not.
Yeah, Jeff and Jeff keeps wanting to spin Quarterback. If I gotta hear those tools one more time, I'm gonna...
What do you mean? They're a great band.
Ah, Pig, you fried.
I did walk by a horse on my way to the station.
A horse?
Yep. So do I get an honorary police badge for saving the day?
No. You're free to go.
Aww.
We've got nothing to go on here.
The next day at work, Jeffy Jeff approaches Lindsay to talk about the night's events.
Hey, Lindsay. What happened to you guys last night?
Well, after you left, we all went down to the police station for questioning. The police were asking about you, too. They want to talk to you about that night and where you were. So what happened?
Well, I was chasing him on my bike, and I got pretty close to him. But he threw this horseshoe right into my spokes.
Ooh, can I see it?
Sure.
Yeah, that was so exciting last night. How I was able to save the day. I went home and changed my World of Warcraft character from a healer to a warrior. I think that it's time.
Oh, yeah?
Healing's fun and all, but last night when I defeated the Mono Knight, it showed me that I'm ready for more.
Mono Knight? What?
Yeah. The paper is calling the arsonist who attacked the station the Mono Knight. They also say in the article that I'm a hero.
Really?
Well, I'm paraphrasing, but...
Nice work. I guess I should go see the police on my lunch and give my statement and give them this horseshoe.
No! The pigs will just screw it up somehow. We can use this as a clue.
I think you've been hanging around Ad-Rock too much.
Look, it's engraved. Samsonite. Our next clue.
Linz, what are we gonna do? Track him down? That's a job for the police.
Remember when the police falsely accused Ad-Rock? That didn't stop us then. Why should it now?
Right, but it's not our jobs. We're just regular people. It's not like we have superpowers. Anymore.
Speak for yourself. I defeated the Mono Knight once, and I can do it again.
Okay, fine. You can hang on to the horseshoe for a while. See what you can find.
All right, everybody. Conference room in 1 minute. Armand and Tina are back to do that presentation on service.
Woo! I'm gonna get a front row seat!
With all the recent happenings, DJ Jeffy Jeff wasn't really in the mood for a meeting. He sat there contemplating all of the happenings of the past few weeks.
I can't believe these last few weeks. No wonder I'm getting gray hairs. I thought things were crazy with the electrical storm and the accident, but that was nothing compared to what happened at the rave and the water bottle giving me what seemed to be superpowers. It seems nuts to think that, but how else was I controlling all those electronic devices? And now this Mono Knight person throwing into the mix. What's next? What if he attacks again? I've got to talk to Duff to see if he can get me more of that solution. Otherwise, it looks like my superhero days will be over. I can't text him about this. I'll have to swing by. Wow, this meeting is really boring. I need to get some coding done. How does this even relate to... I wish it was...
Oh my!
Armin, what happened?
I think the bulb burst again.
It must be something wrong with that projector. I was just getting into the good part. I guess we will just have to do this another day.
DJ Jeffy Jeff thinks to himself.
Yes! That was lucky. Now I can actually get some work done so that I can swing by Duff's lab during lunch.
All right, everybody, back to work.
Jeffy Jeff arrives at Duff's laboratory.
Hey, Duff, how's it going?
Swell, Jeffy Jeff. Very swell. And yourself on this sunny afternoon?
Not bad. I've got a question for you.
I will try to answer it as objectively as possible.
Remember that solution that I had you analyze? Well, I'm wondering if there's any way that I can get more of it.
I'm sure that there are other avenues that you could pursue to obtain such narcotics. However, I myself do not have the information I believe you were looking for.
So, you're not able to make any of it?
Well, I work with different chemicals in order to derive different compounds. Regrettably, I am unable to help you in your pursuit. I don't judge you for your consumption, but I would like to advise you that the substance is both illegal and not healthy for an aging Homo sapien.
No, I know. I'm not addicted to the drugs or anything. It's just that, this is gonna sound weird, but when I had them, I had special powers.
Many people who take such narcotics feel that they are enhanced with some form of supernatural abilities. This is a common misconception.
No, but this is different. I just...
Hey, DJ Jeffa Jeff, what are you doing here, brother? I was about to swing by your place a biz, too.
Hey, Adrock, what's up?
I be shouting, because word is, Caribou Ensemble will be playing at the club tonight. And I got some free tickets if both you suckers want to show. And we may even be able to get backstage, get an interview.
Tonight would be an exemplary night to take in an artistic performing. I quite look forward to this display of musical talent.
Actually, yeah. The quarterback concert for tonight was canceled because apparently they were jumped. So I think that Olga and I should be able to attend too.
Massa, you can't be serious.
Well, if it's a problem, I won't bring Olga, but I don't see what the big deal is. We can just buy an extra ticket.
Nah, those sucker clowns deserve the Bowflex beating they got.
I still think that you're mistaking them with someone else. But I've got to get going back to work. Duff, don't worry about what we were talking about.
Jeffy Jeff, I do apologize that I could not have been more help. Do take care.
Later, brah, and give the word to Linz.
Okay, later.
Interesting. Our guild could use a ruthless warrior. We would have to mind map the positive permutations of this position.
Hey guys, how's it going? Is Adrock here yet?
Not yet, but wait, speak of the devil!
Duff, you picked up the drinks last time we went out, so I'll go and get something. Olga, you know everyone, right?
Oh yes, don't worry.
Alright, I'll be right back.
Hey Adrock, what is with Jeffy Jeff and his current obsession with quarterback?
You don't have to tell me twice. Those jabrods were definitely the ones who jumped me at last time on my time slot, and he refuses to believe it. Jeffy Jeff be tripping.
Under normal circumstances, I try not to speak badly or break the trust of others. However, Jeffy Jeff was coming to me for narcotics the other day and saying some very concerning things. I'm not sure if levitation was exactly what he was implying, but that was what I was inferring from the brief discussion I had with him.
There's this detective at the station, Detective Jay Steele. He's a music detective, but he works for pretty much nothing. I'm gonna see what he can find out. He's always solving music related to crimes on his show, like just recently.
Meanwhile...
I came to help you carry the drinks, good buddy!
Yeah, thanks. I wouldn't have been able to carry all these on my own.
658 Hollow's End, or 1437... West Creekland Road.
What?
The only two farms for miles that uses Samsonite horseshoes and has a communications tower on their land.
Wow, good work. We should tell the police.
No, you and me.
But I lost my what would we do if we found him anyways?
We'll just pretend we're selling cookies to scout out the area.
Like a Girl Scout? I don't know about that plan.
Thank you so much. Thanks for coming to see us through the Caribou Vibration Ensemble.
You owe me.
I'll think about it. Come on, we're missing the show.
Lindsay and Jeffy Jeff return to where Adrock, Duff, and Olga are standing.
Here's the drinks. What are you guys talking about?
Nothing. What you guys talking about?
Nothing.
The abundance of conflicting sound waves do pose a challenge for our eardrums.
Anyways, cheers.
Thanks again for the tickets, Adrock. This concert is great.
after the performance, DJ Jeffy Jeff and DJ Adrock go backstage to interview Caribou.
Hey Brad, how's it going? We love playing your music on our show.
Yeah, yeah, you guys got some fresh beats.
Yep, coming to it. You pumped?
We're like stoked to start in our hometown. And then immediately we go to like Quebec for the whole week.
Just then two bouncers grab DJ Jeffy Jeff.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Hey, what's the deal, yo? We be approved.
Adrock, you're clear, but this gray-haired rodent has squeaked into this club for the last time.
No, wait, this must be a misunderstanding.
You coming with us, old man.
Hey, get your paws off my new co-host. Else we gonna dance, sucker.
Adrock, you better stay out of this. You want to keep your backstage access and that pretty face of yours. This thief is gonna get one of those back alley specials.
Sucker, he was in my locker getting my swag.
Nobody makes us look like fools. Nobody.
Just then, two additional bouncers enter the green room at the club and approach DJ Adrock.
Shit.
Jeffy Jeff, they got the crew.
Adrock, phone for help.
Hey, you take Adrock out to finish his interview, and then make sure he doesn't do anything until we get back. Let's go.
So, you guys, I lost my train of thought.
The bouncers bring DJ Jeffy Jeff into the back alley.
Nobody makes us look like a bunch of meatheads, especially in front of the ladies.
Hey guys, we got a message saying we had to pick up a break-in then to hurry over. Is this the guy?
I am, it's me!
Yeah! We usually bring the perps back here for the police to pick up.
Alright, I'll take it from here.
Sergeant Hank and DJ Jeffy Jeff arrive at the police station.
Sit down, Jeff. We've been trying to get a hold of you for questioning.
I know, I've been meaning to come into the station. I've just been so busy.
Well, now that you're done breaking into nightclubs for the night, maybe we can chat.
This is all a big misunderstanding. We were just going to interview the band, and, I think that they mistook me for someone else.
We talked with the bouncers, and they say you were stealing stuff a few weeks ago.
I was just picking up something for Adrock.
Friend of Adrock's? That's not helping your case.
But...
Tell you what, cooperate by answering a couple of questions, and maybe we'll let this one slide.
Yeah, sure. What do you want to know?
First... Why did you flee the scene?
Well, I didn't flee. I went after the Mono Knight. I chased him for a while, but eventually I fell off my bike when the horseshoe got caught.
What were you doing at the station that night?
Every week I do the Monoway Mono Show. You should check it out.
Do you know anything about this Mono Knight or who he might be?
Well, other than his name?
You know his name?
Yeah, Mono. Isn't that why he's called the Mono Knight?
The paper gave him that name because of his famous podcasted attack on your show.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, that's a weird coincidence.
Your friends weren't much help either.
Just then the phone rang in the sergeant's office.
Hello, this is Sergeant Hank. What? We'll be right there. You're coming with me.
What happened?
SonarFM is on fire again. Come on.
All right, there you have it. Episode 4 of the electrifying adventures of DJ Jeff-a-Jeff.
The Mono Knight Attack.
That's right.
That episode, now you can go to our website at monoamonoradio.com. Check out, click the Jeffy Jeff link. The video will be up there shortly. You got to see the artwork done by Tim Jeffries. So each, if you're new to this, each episode is drawn by a different artist, so this one was done by Tim Jeffries.
A student at Laurier.
At Laurier, who is just a fan of the show. First one was done by a friend of ours.
Fred Start.
The second one I put together using an online thing.
Yep.
Third one, Becca Kinsey drew. And then this one with Tim Jeffries.
That's right. So we had such artists as Pick a Piper, Islands. We've got a mystery track on there.
Yeah, if people can let us know what that third track is.
The Long Road.
You win an awesome prize of awesomeness.
Hallelujah!
Yeah, and then we've got Controller, Canada.
As we mentioned earlier, Drew Smith, who is now following us on the Twitter application.
Which just happened during the episode airing.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Miramichi. Hot Hot Heat, as we mentioned
also,
earlier.
Also, yeah, we've been tweeting, and we played that the song right from it before this.
That's right. We got the Mounties, as we previously mentioned as well. But
right.
Yeah, we're...
Oh, and one of the members of the Mounties tweeted us, too.
That's right. Who also happens to be
the same member
lead singer
from
Hot Hot Heat.
Yeah.
We got Caribou, a special voice appearance of Brad Weaver from Caribou and Pick a Piper.
And we hope that he's okay with it.
I don't see why he would really care, I hope.
No.
Spooloops.
Who's from the K-Dub area.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wet Secrets. And what you're listening to right now, Meet Me in the Basement by BSS. Otherwise
right.
known as Broken Social Scene.
That's it right there. Episode 4.
We've got a couple episodes to go.
Yeah.
Before the exciting...
Season 1 is concluded,
exactly,
yeah.
The exciting conclusion of Season 1. So if you haven't, if you're new to them, as DJ Steele said, you can go and watch the previous episodes of The Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff and get caught up. But yeah, it's been a wild ride so far.
Yeah, that's right.
It's amazing. So thanks for watching.
Yeah, and again... Follow us at MAM Radio.
That's right. Or you can go to monoaymonoradio.com and
find out all things. Yeah.
Exactly. And like us on Facebook. Subscribe to our podcast, which is on the iTunes application, if you have it on your computer and are in the 21st century. I'm not mentioning any names.